This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Now, listen, we mentioned this earlier, didn't we, that on Sunday there's a big event.
Yes, the Pride
Cup. Now, what is it?
The Pride Cup's happening in Yarra Glen.
Now, what is that all about?
It is the fourth year that it's happening. It is a football game between hosted by at Yarra Glen, and it's Yarra Glen versus another regional team or local regional team. I don't know if those words make sense together, but I think they were.
That's about right.
And they have a game to promote diversity.
You're such a sports nut.
Well, no, they haven't.
They play AFL and also
netball.
Do they release doves?
They don't release doves, but they have rainbows on the arches. So this is where the what did I say?
Nothing. Keep going. This is radio.
Weird.
Quickly.
This is where all the information for the AFL Pride match that happened last year. It all started in Yarra Glen.
Yeah,
and it was based off that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I think what we need is an expert, don't we? That's what we really need.
Well, a sporting expert?
Yeah. Well, no, just someone who's in the know. And he's from Team Melbourne, am I right?
Yes, he is.
All right, he joins us now. Jack Thompson, are you there?
Oh.
No, am I there now?
Yeah.
I'm here now. Hello, Michael and Dean. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, you all right?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm very good.
Good.
Very good.
Now, we need you because you know a lot more than we do.
Okay.
I think we've got the gist of it, but what is it all about?
So, as Dean was mentioning, this weekend is the Pride Cup out there at Yarra Glen.
Yep.
So, it's Yarra Glen, the reigning champions versus the Yay Tigers this year.
Now, Yay as in the little area.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Not in Yay, but in Yay. And this year, Team Melbourne, in conjunction with Pride Cup and the 86 Cabaret Bar in Smith Street, are putting on a bus to take people from Melbourne to the match on the day.
Oh, that's great.
Exactly. So you can come along, get
now,
on the bus.
There is a bit of an image of this bus, and it's got a beautiful young lady spread right across it. Now, is that photoshopped or is that real? Because if it's real, I want one.
I think it is a bit photoshopped. I don't think. I'm not sure. It could
you never know
on the
these
day.
Days, do you?
You never know. But that's Avril Latrine, who will be hosting
and now,
on the bus.
And now, listeners to Joy, because Avril's actually come and hosted while you were away, Michael.
Yeah,
Avril's come
was,
and hosted with me, which
a,
is
I'm
a joy.
I'm a surgeon and I was at work.
Avril's going to be hosting the bus.
Avril will be hosting the bus, and I'll be keeping everyone in control, making sure everyone's back on the bus after we stop at the first winery.
Make sure it's a wine tour as well.
We've got a one stop on the way at the Punt Road Winery way there.
I guess heading to Yarra Glen, that's a nice way.
And then we're going
to
down to Yarra Glen where we will meet up at the, well, finish up at the Yarra Glen Recreation Centre for a champagne lunch.
Which is
lovely.
And watch the match,
Civilised. And watch the game. And, and there'll be snags as well and things like
I'm
that.
I'm sure
there'll
be on the match.
That is a very, very sensible idea. And I went year one and, you know, like it's not the game that I would normally watch, you know.
No.
I don't,
but it is fantastic, isn't it?
Well, let me get my words out and I'll tell you. Tells it every week, Jack. Every single week. I never get a word in this show. It's fantastic. Yeah, I loved it. No, it's really, really good. And obviously, I think it's just the fact that, you know, it feels a bit more LGBTI friendly.
Well, I think that's one of the things of a football game in a regional space.
Yeah.
The community really comes together. It really just has such a great energy and it's so welcoming for so many members of our community.
Yes, exactly right. And I mean, we talk about, you know, same-sex marriage and one day it will just be marriage. It won't be gay marriage. It won't be gay football. It won't be gay anything. You know, one day, maybe, you know, we can have it, you just go along. I felt like it was obviously just, it was a game of football, you know. It's just that everybody was a little bit more aware that you've got to be a bit more aware about issues like that, you know?
That's
exactly.
It. And these sort of weekends highlight that.
This is the first AFL Pride match that's happened in Australia. This is the club that did it. And, you know, they have rainbow jerseys on and everything. And
It's and really as great. You mentioned, the Archers, it's the 50-metre line.
Is it the 50-metre line?
It's the 50-metre line, not the Archers. We like the Archers, and they'll be in rainbow as well.
They'll be rainbow Archers.
What are the Archers?
I'm not that sporty. I mean, it's not going to come as a shock.
You don't need to announce
like
that.
Like a half circle?
You're in front of the goals.
Yeah.
There's an arch that's got the big 50 written on. That's the 50-metre line.
All right. So there's no arches then, is it? Is he making that up? Is that what they're
Well, they look like arches.
Oh, right. Just because they look like.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Or like a rainbow, I guess.
Well, they're will be. There's literally a rainbow this weekend on the ground.
That's awesome.
God forbid people are listening to our gay rambling of our into sport.
No, well, yeah, you know what? Stay on Joy and listen to Chicks Talking Footy later tonight.
Yeah, they'll have much better. They'll know more.
They understand the terminology of the grass and lines and thing. Now, this is a big weekend for Team Melbourne. What else is happening?
So on Saturday night, before everyone gets on the bus on Sunday morning, we are having a send-off for the athletes who are going to Miami for the Out Games.
Oh, nice. Wow.
And out of Team Melbourne, you know, like which sports are going?
Well, there's probably about 60 people all up across all the sports going to. So there's the volleyballers, the swimmers.
Tennis, I think.
Tennis are going. The rugby boys aren't going because they were there last year because of Bingham Cup.
Yep.
So there's a few, there's a lot of people going.
And on the Saturday night, if we wanted to get along and do something to do our bit, what would we do?
We are having the send-off from 6 o'clock at Saturday night at Molly's.
Anyone's welcome?
Yep. Everyone is welcome. It's open to everyone.
Just
come along and farewell.
Circuit, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. Come along and farewell the athletes off to Miami for the Out Games.
And yeah, we haven't got to give money or anything.
No, we don't have to give money.
Oh,
no.
It's just a lovely night. You can just wave at them.
Wave goodbye.
Yeah.
And what about if people want to get tickets for the bus?
You go to the Facebook page, Team Melbourne Facebook page, and that is all over there. You'll see Abril's bus. Yep. As the
Abril on the side of a bus.
You go to Eventbrite, but as you mentioned, it's all there listed on Team Melbourne.
I'll put the event up on the Mad Wednesday
and
Facebook
what
page.
Is it? Yeah, good idea. What is if Team Melbourne then? That's just encompassing all the different sports.
Team Melbourne's the umbrella group that looks after, but it's there to help assist most of the queer teams in Melbourne.
So that'd be good if you were out there listening and thinking, God, I wouldn't mind getting involved in one of those. You could find out all that.
Come to Team Melbourne's Facebook page and everyone else is connected from there. Or just Google.
I have a bit of a confession that almost went, and I was asking anybody that would listen about the badminton night the other night. They had an open, session.
How did you go?
I wanted to go.
So all these teams, the smashers.
I think I'd be quite good at that one because it's just it's a little less involved.
Well,
I know it's not easy, but I don't want to do rugby because look, this space and my beautiful hamster dental teeth, and and I just think volleyball. I've got weak wrists.
Yeah, you need to have strong wrists.
Yeah,
for volleyball.
I couldn't do that because I broke my
wrist. Is there a ping pong?
No, we could always try.
Is there a Scrabble?
No,
I'd
no
be
Scrabble.
Great. Oh my god, I'd be great at Scrabble.
Scrabble. I think it helps if you finished high school.
Yeah, maybe.
What about netball? Do either of you play netball? We're trying to get netball up and running.
That'd be good.
Yeah,
I reckon you would be good.
I'd look great in a little netball skirt.
Yeah, I don't.
And your little bib with wing attack.
Oh, bib, I love
wing
it.
Attack.
He always uses a bib.
It'd be great.
Or you'd be GA goal attack or wing defence.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.